Evening.
Hello. Evening. Martha.
Well, where are we starting now? Is it 249 or 250 or 251?
Well, I think 251 if we want to keep going. If
well,
we wanted to go back,
upon
that, but
yeah, there were some questions from last night. That's why I'm asking.
I just didn't go ahead unless they want to stay behind. It doesn't matter. It's always good.
Malcolm, do you want to ask some questions about yesterday?
No, sir. We can go on.
Okay. So if we go on, we should be at 252. But did you want to start at 251?
Okay.
Yeah, it is 252. I see it. I had 251 as the last, and I didn't write where for today. So that was yesterday.
So where do you want to start, 251 or 252?
Well, it's still talking about blotting out in 251. Malka, you make the decision.
We'll do 251.
Okay.
And just kind of read that.
Well, we've discussed the blotting out a few times, so. And remember, you're all going to live long enough to go through this one more time, or three more times, so.
I think we'll remember this one.
All right, let's start with 252, and I'll start with the Lishenyu.
Okay.
Lishenyu Hutu Chabri Hu Ishkinte Bitsi Lu Ursimu Utilu Utilu Ursimu. Leakda Lishem Yute Bovave, Beyehuda Shalim Bashem Kol Yisrael, Limud Torah Mitzvah, La Sok Torah Mitzvah, Vayehino Amadunai Eloheinu Aleinu Maaseh Yadeinu Kunenei Aleinu Maaseh Yadeinu Kunenehu. Ke Gavna Daru Ata Ki Ani Ani Hu Leaha Le'achaza'a Dilahawe Peruda Bene La Witata Kima De'it Bar. The translation. The same applies to the verse, see now that I, even I, am he, in which the first I applies to Bina and the second I to Malchut. This is to show that no separation exists between Bina above and Malchut below, as we have already explained. And my comment is, with Rabbi Ashlag's comments, this pasuk is clear as written. Questions, comments, thoughts.
Well, we talked about, I think yesterday, she, and now we're at he, right?
No, it was always he.
Oh, I thought it was she.
Well,
okay.
The he includes the female. The male always includes the female.
Right.
And the,
okay.
So I didn't correct you when you said she yesterday, because it really, it's the same thing.
Okay.
Well, I think because we were associating she with the Shekinah, you know, we think feminine.
Right. Well, because Malchut is feminine.
Right.
The Nukva is feminine. It can only receive. It has nothing to share with. Even when the Nukva tries to share with the next generation, there's an abyss between them. There's a separation. The malchut, the manifestation, never really has any place to share with. And so it is always receiving, and since receiving represents female, it's always thought of as she. Whereas Bina can be receiving from Achma, but it can also be sharing to Chesed.
Mm-hmm.
So sometimes Bina acts as a he, meaning it's sharing, and sometimes as a she, meaning it's receiving.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
And that really is what the feminists didn't understand when they first started out, because they didn't recognize the aspect. What does female mean when it's spoken of in Kabbalah? It means receiving. Whereas when you say male in Kabbalah, you're talking about sharing. Should I just continue?
I think so, because this kind of 252 related all the way back, you know, several verses back. That was, you know, so.
Yeah, it was a culmination of a lot of discussions for the last few days.
Right.
253. Tahatse ke gavna da karishta kahu zakain bialma itaru birkan bialmin kaho ke wandiata abraham itar birkan lialma. Diktiva avarecha, weye beracha, my weye beracha, remes bish ishtachun, beginea birkan, veela witata, diktiva nivraku. Becha wegomer uti viavarka mevarachecha. The translation, come and see. Similarly, when there are righteous people in the world, blessings are sent down to all the worlds. As soon as Abraham arrived, the blessings were sent to the world. As it is written, and I will bless you, and you shall be a blessing. He asked, what is the meaning of, and you shall be a blessing? And he answers, that because of his merit, blessings shall be abundant on high in the upper worlds, and down below in the lower worlds, as it is written, and you shall all the families of the earth be blessed, and in you all the families of the earth shall be blessed. Referring to the lower beings, and I will bless them that bless you, referring to the upper worlds. When they convey the blessings downward, they are blessed first, as is known. This is the secret of I will bless them that bless you. My commentary. This, with Rabbi Ashlag's comments, the pasuk is clear as written. But I could ask the question, what is the real meaning of the word bless and blessings? Questions, comments, thoughts?
I think it would take an hour. Or more, to list all the things that blessing incurs. And I think especially because it eventually led to Jacob, and then down to Yesod with Joseph, and down to Malkuth to us.
Yeah, but this actually, this pasuk simplifies it. Blessings means to share.
Mm-hmm.
Blessings means to receive energy that you turn around and share. That's really what this verse is saying, isn't it?
Yes.
Okay, can we go back here a second? Okay.
You can go back, of course.
You were explaining that the female aspect only receives, the male aspect shares.
Correct.
We were just saying that the blessing is to bring down the light so it can be shared. Okay, and I know you said in the very beginning that he includes she, right?
Correct.
So the blessings are from above to
right.
below. Okay.
Right.
So we what? As... Mm-hmm.
Go ahead and finish.
So if the female cannot share, she has to have the male aspect. She has to have unity with the male aspect as well before she can actually send back the sharing aspect, the chesed. So I guess I'm missing a link here. I'm probably missing many links, but at this moment, I'm missing a link. So with the female, if she doesn't have the male, a counterpart of a male, let's say a husband or even a son or produces a son, so how can she share?
It's an excellent question. But let's not put it in the terms of human beings. Let's put it in the terms of the Sephirot. If you're looking at the tree, you start at the Keter. But that gets confusing, so we're going to take one step down and start at Chachma. Chachma shares with Bina. But what causes the flow of energy from Chachma to Bina? The desire of Bina to receive the wisdom. The desire of Bina is female. So the female is drawing the energy from the male. What is the cause? The cause is always the spiritual, always the male. The male wants to be revealed. The female wants to receive. That's how we get together with Zivug. That's how sexual union arises between man and woman. I'm now going back to man and woman as an explanation. The male wants to share. He wants to be revealed. The female arouses that. She arouses the male because she accepts the desire to be revealed as motivating her questions or motivating her desire. Now that she has received what she's received from the male, Bina now is now becoming the male. She may still be receiving, but she's becoming a pipe, becoming a channel. But her consciousness is, I want to share. So who is she going to share with? Those below her. Her consciousness is sharing. That means that she is male. But what caused her to share? The desire of the females below her to motivate her to turn and share. This cycle of the male has a quote unquote desire to be revealed, that motivates the desire of the female, and that's what actually draws the flow of energy. And without the double desires, so to speak, because if you get it up into Keter and Hakma, it's not really the same. But throughout Zeron Pin, that each Sephirah is a channel. It is a receiving consciousness, and it is a sharing consciousness. And the interaction between the two different Sephirot representing the desire of the male to share and the desire of the female to receive, which is the true cause? Which comes first? Is it the male's desire to be revealed that causes the female to initiate sexual union? And yes, as you said, the female has aspects of the male. The male has aspects of the female. They're both within each of the Sephirot. And now that everything is clear as mud,
I understand that concept, but if a woman does not have a male counterpart, it be married or, okay, let's just say this. Let's just say there's two women that are in this relationship and or two men. So, but the two women, they can't share because there's no male counterpart to have the union with. And maybe we need to explain union. Is it always sexual intercourse? And, you know, there's the male that has the the seed, per se, and the woman does not have the seed. So if there's a man and a man that have a relationship, they have the seed, but they cannot share that because they don't have the female side.
They don't have the proper vessel.
They don't have the proper vessel, but they have the seed. So is the light is diminished because they don't have that vessel.
And that's just exactly correct. That is why the Torah tells us, do not lie with a woman. Excuse me, do not lie with a man like you would a woman. Because the man has the seed to share, but does not have the vessel to receive. And that's the discussion.
So the seed is just...
Go ahead.
So the seed basically is, it dies, basically. It cannot be revealed. It just dies. It's kind of like sealed.
Phil sperm or something.
Seed dies if it doesn't impregnate an egg.
Okay.
So even if there is sexual union between a man and a woman, and the baby, a pregnancy does not come from that, spiritually there is still a creation of a soul.
Exactly. Yes. And I guess what I'm beginning to understand with the relationship with a man and man, or woman and with a woman, is that they do not want to be co-creators. They like, I don't want that. I don't want to be co-creators. Basically,
well,
you can't
really make that statement, because it gets more complicated. If you take two women, they may have a desire to have a child, but they have no male to give them the seed. So they work out other arrangements due to the medical technology that's available in this generation. And the same thing can be said for the two men. But we don't know, you know, when we look at a human being from the exterior, we don't know if that's a male soul or a female soul or a combination. Because every male soul has aspects of female, and every female soul has aspects of male. But essentially what you've just described is correct. When you have two women, they have no ability to bring a child. They also have no ability to create a soul. So what is taking place in the love relationship, in the union of the two women, what's taking place is self-gratification.
Right, because they can't share, basically.
Correct. And then if you go to the other side and say you have two men, they have the seed, but they don't have a proper vessel. So they cannot create souls. And this is what is taking place, and why people, if you don't study Kabbalah, you can't understand what is wrong with homosexuality. But it's really not wrong, because you don't know if the two male happen to be a male and a female soul. And the two females may be a male and a female soul. So we can't say it's incorrect. We can't make that judgment.
I'm not saying it's incorrect. I'm just saying they cannot do the receiving.
That two women cannot draw the seed, because there's no seed between them. But if the female is, if there's a female soul and a male soul, even if it's two women, there is the capability of drawing, instead of like the word seed, let's say the word light, because that's what sperm is. It's a nugget of light. So if it's a male soul, on the spiritual level, he is sharing the nuggets of light with his partner, even though it's two women.
Right, by getting pregnant with a male seed, they certainly can share, absolutely.
Correct.
The two males cannot. And you say they're sharing. Yes, they can share with out of that union if they're together. The two together cannot share, because they can't. They don't have the vessel to produce an offspring.
They can't produce a physical child, but they can produce a spiritual child if one of the women has a male soul. Because perceive it this way. If one of the women has a male soul, that male soul has a penis that has no place to go. It's not available. It doesn't fit into the female body. But that penis is still capable of sharing light to the spiritual woman that they're in zavug with, that they're in intercourse with.
Okay, so we're talking spiritual.
In the Zohar, we're talking spiritual, but we also apply it to the physical. And in the physical, two women cannot bring a child, a physical child. But that doesn't mean they cannot love each other. That doesn't mean that, yes, they're making a mistake, but is it a worse mistake than stealing? Or is it a worse mistake than hatred or anger? These are all mistakes that people make. How can we judge that their relationship is worse than another type of error, another type of mistake or sin, if we want to call it that? I know you're not judging it, but I'm trying to bring it all together.
Okay.
So that all of these different issues are part of our understanding. The Zohar is explaining a spiritual law. How do we apply that spiritual law? We apply it the way human beings interact. But that can lead to our misunderstanding what the spiritual law is. So we have to clarify it, and then we have to bring it all together into one unified whole. And that's what I'm trying to do in the discussion. The questions are accurate and good, and we need to understand every female in the physical world has aspects of sharing, meaning aspects of the male. Because when we use the word male in the Zohar, we're not talking about a human male. We're talking about a soul or half of a soul. But we're using the concept of a human male to understand the relationships. And this is what the language of branches is all about. Now I brought in a totally different subject, but it's all unified. It's all needs to be understood and unified together. I'm not expressing that anybody is judging or making a mistake by judging. I'm saying read what the words say in the Aramaic, which we don't really do, but we have an English translation. Now let's understand what it's saying. And what this verse is saying is the desire of the male to be revealed gets manifested in the female through her desire to receive what he wants to reveal. And once she has received what he wants to reveal, she's manifested it. Now it's time for her to turn and share with those lower than her. And when she does the turning, she is no longer female, she's now male, relative to those below her. But she is still female relative to those above her.
Mm-hmm.
And that's the definition of a channel.
Mm-hmm.
We are out of time.
Okay.
So if you want to continue this conversation, we will count the Omer at the 7 o'clock class and then go into questions and answers.
Okay. I'm not sure if I can make the whole class up very early and head to Houston.
Well, you can always text me a question and then I'll answer it and you can listen to the recording.
Okay.
Hopefully I cannot answer it, and that would be a really indicate of a good question. That was a joke. You all be well.
You too.
Shalom.
Okay. Shalom. Thank you.